At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We've all been encouraged to place our trust in people. And some of us may have even been taught to do this. But as weird as this may sound, what if I told you that this approach isn't wise? In fact, it's not even supported by the Bible. Have you ever considered how a bridge, strong and sturdy, spans great distances to connect one area of land to another? The bridge stands resilient, supporting countless travelers, yet it does not trust the ground beneath it without its well-engineered foundations. Indeed, just as the bridge relies on its foundations, so must we anchor our trust in something far more reliable than the shifting sands of human promises and expectations. We too must consider where we place our trust. Today, I will share insights on the delicate balance between having confidence in others and placing our ultimate trust in God. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, the reality is, we are called to love people, but it is God alone who deserves our complete trust. Yes, and for those of you questioning if you heard correctly, let me say it again. We are called to love people, but it is God alone who deserves our complete trust. As Psalm 118 verse 8 tells us, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Or another translation says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. This profound piece of scripture highlights the wisdom of placing our ultimate trust not in the unreliability of mankind, but in the steadfastness of God. It reminds us that while human relationships are vital and enriching, they cannot bear the weight of our deepest needs and hopes. As much as we would like to find this security and peace in our loved ones, it's important to recognize that only God, with His unfailing love and infinite wisdom, can provide the security and peace that we seek. As Proverbs 3, verse 5 reminds us, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. So throughout this message, we will seek to uncover the truth about trust, confidence, and our relationship with God and others. Now, let us think about this. Where does true trust belong? Or why do we often find ourselves disappointed when we place our trust in people? And how can we learn to redirect that trust towards God? Trust is a fundamental aspect of our relationships. Yet it is often misplaced. We look to others to fulfill promises and meet expectations, forgetting that humans, by nature, are imperfect. In our lives, trust is like a thread that ties us to others, weaving through our relationships, hopes, and fears. Yet how often do we find this thread snapping under the weight of broken promises and unmet expectations? It's a common experience, leading us to ponder where our trust should truly lie. As we read earlier in Psalm 118, verse 8, the Bible offers us clear guidance on this matter, telling us it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. This simple yet profound advice nudges us toward an unshakable foundation for our trust, God Himself. So why do we lean on others as if they could offer us the certainty and security that only God can provide? My friends, it's part of our nature to seek support and assurance from those around us. But from time to time, we're reminded of human limitations. Our experiences echo the stories of trust found in the Bible, like Noah, who relied on God amidst the world's corruption, and Abraham, who believed in God's promises even when they seemed beyond reach. These stories aren't just ancient history. They're lessons on the steadfastness of divine trust versus the frailty of human promises. Acknowledging God as the ultimate source of trust doesn't mean we isolate ourselves or focus on distrusting everyone around us. Instead, it invites us to view our relationships through a lens of reality and grace. Let us humbly recognize and accept that we cannot trust those around us, because the truth is, we cannot even trust ourselves. Jeremiah 17, verse 9 reminds us, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" This further brings to mind a common phrase that we often hear, "The arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own." Though this is not a direct quote from the Bible, it is echoed in several scriptures that caution against relying solely on human strength or wisdom. One verse that closely aligns with this idea is found in Jeremiah 17, verse 5, which tells us, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord." This verse explicitly warns about the dangers of placing one's trust in human beings, including oneself, over trust in God. It emphasizes the unreliability of human strength and the importance of depending on the Lord. It also highlights the inherent unpredictability and complexity of the human heart, suggesting that even our own understandings and judgments can be flawed. So, when I advise caution in placing trust, it includes ourselves as well. Are you finding this message a bit weird? Advising caution in trusting even ourselves? How many times have you told a lie without even thinking? Or perhaps more subtly, how often have you made promises to yourself that you failed to keep? Or perhaps, have you ever promised something with the full intention of following through, only to find yourself unable to fulfill that promise due to a change of heart? Whether it's committing to a new habit, promising to change a behavior, or simply planning to be more patient, we've all experienced the discrepancy between our intentions and actions. This gap not only highlights our own imperfections, but also serves as a reminder of the grace we must extend to ourselves and others. This also reminds us of the importance of seeking wisdom and guidance beyond our own instincts and inclinations, pointing towards a need for divine insight and direction. We're encouraged to share our hearts and find refuge in God, as Psalm 62, verse 8 beautifully illustrates. "Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." This verse isn't about withdrawing from the world. It's about knowing where to turn when the world overwhelms us. We all need Jesus. We all need to put our trust in him. Now, why do our relationships often suffer from trust issues? It's usually because we expect perfection from imperfect beings, leading to profound hurt when they betray or disappoint us. We forget that it's only God who won't ever let us down. Once we grasp this, we can love others more freely, without the heavy chains of unrealistic expectations dragging us down. Building trust in God is a journey of engagement with his word, prayer, and reflection on his promises. This process shifts our reliance from the unstable sands of human trust to the solid rock of faith in God. As we grow in trust, our perspective on relationships and challenges transforms, leading to a life of deeper faith and more meaningful connections. This journey towards trusting God fully is not without its challenges, but it is incredibly rewarding. It teaches us to navigate life's ups and downs with grace.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Leaning on the Lord's understanding rather than our own, it's a call to embrace a trust that goes beyond mere human agreements, reaching into the heart of divine reliability. Now, let us look at navigating relationships with love and trust in God. In the web of human interactions, trust and love are threads that intertwine, creating patterns of relationships that define our lives. Yet, as we've established, our trust must be anchored in God, allowing us to navigate relationships with a grace that is informed by divine wisdom. This approach does not simplify the complexities of human relationships, but it enriches them, offering a framework that prioritizes love, underpinned by a trust in God's sovereignty over every connection we form. The essence of this dynamic is captured in the teachings of Jesus, who emphasized love as the greatest commandment, a directive that extends beyond mere feelings to include a conscious decision to act in a certain way or make a deliberate choice of action towards others. John 13, verse 34, captures this. It says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." This commandment, while simple in words, is profound in its implications. It challenges us to love others not based on their ability to meet our expectations or their worthiness of our trust, but as an expression of our trust in God and obedience to His will. This kind of love, which flows from trust in God, transforms our interactions. It encourages us to give without the immediate expectation of receiving, to support without the guarantee of return, and to forgive even when apology seems distant. Such love does not cancel out or negate the wisdom of discernment or the setting of healthy boundaries. Rather, it complements these with a deeper understanding that our ultimate reliance is on God, who guides us in love and truth. Living out this love requires a daily commitment to seeing others through God's eyes, recognizing that each person we encounter is also navigating their own journey of faith and trust. It prompts us to be agents of God's love, extending grace and understanding, even in challenging situations. This doesn't mean we ignore wrongdoing or pretend that all actions are acceptable. Instead, we choose to respond with a love that reflects God's heart, knowing that our actions might be the only glimpse of God's love that someone may experience. And let me just mention this. What I'm saying is something that I also struggled with initially. But thank God for His patience and guidance through prayer, reflection, and experience. I've come to understand and embrace the peace and security that come from placing my trust solely in Him. So don't be too hard on yourself if you're not quite there yet. When it comes to understanding that trust belongs only to God, it may take time and experience to fully grasp this truth. You have to let it soak in. But one thing is sure, Understanding this truth has transformed my perspective on life and relationships. It can bring peace where there was once turmoil, clarity where there was confusion, and a deepened faith in God's plan above all else. And yes, this approach to relationships can be profoundly unconventional or against the norm. In a world where relationships are often transactional and conditional, choosing to love as God loves us is revolutionary. It changes everything. It sets a standard that goes beyond human norms, inviting us into a deeper, more meaningful engagement with those around us. This kind of love, rooted in trust in God, has the power to heal, to build bridges, and to transform hearts. The challenge, of course, is in the application of this love in the face of disappointment and betrayal. It's here that our trust in God is most crucial. When we find ourselves hurt by others, it's our trust in God that reminds us of His never-failing presence and healing. It's what enables us to forgive, not because the other person necessarily deserves it, but because we are called to live in freedom, not bound by resentment or bitterness. My friends, forgiveness is a key expression of this love. It is not an endorsement of wrongdoing, but a declaration of trust in God's justice and mercy. It's an act that liberates us from the burden of carrying grudges, and it nurtures a heart ready to receive and give love freely. This process is not instantaneous, but evolves as we continually lean on God for strength and guidance. As we navigate the complexities of human relationships, let us be mindful to anchor our trust in God and let His love guide our interactions. In doing so, we create a space where genuine relationships can flourish, marked by grace, forgiveness, and a love that transcends human understanding. In other words, it invites the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. And this in itself is a blessing. As we are reminded in Jeremiah 17, verse 7, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord." This is the essence of living out our trust in God within the context of our relationships, offering a testament to the transformative power of divine love in our lives. And let us now turn our attention to the peril of misplaced trust. The journey of faith is often navigated through the relationships we forge with those around us. While these connections are invaluable, they also come with a cautionary note about the limitations of human reliability. The stark reality is that every person, no matter how strong or dependable they may seem, carries inherent weaknesses. This is not a cynical or pessimistic view, but rather an acknowledgement of our shared human condition. According to Romans 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So we are all subject to failings, mistakes, and the unpredictable nature of life circumstances. Trusting another person, therefore, is a risky or vulnerable endeavor, as it places an expectation on them that they are, by their very nature, unable to consistently fulfill. The wisdom of Scripture, in cautioning us against such trust, is profound. When it advises us to place our trust in God rather than in man, it is not just providing spiritual advice, but a practical strategy for living. The risks associated with misplacing our trust are significant. They include not only the potential for disappointment and betrayal, but also the deeper danger of distancing our hearts from the Lord. When we lean too heavily on human support, we can inadvertently shift our reliance away from God, forgetting that He is the only source of true strength and security. This advice is particularly relevant in how some of us view and trust our pastors or church leaders. While these figures can offer guidance and support, placing our trust solely in them can be risky. When we do this, all it takes is one church scandal or a moment of disappointment, and the foundation of someone's faith can be shaken to its core. Unfortunately, such events have led some individuals to question their beliefs, with a few even turning away from God. This highlights the crucial need to place our faith and trust primarily in God, acknowledging that human leaders too can make mistakes or bad decisions, and therefore we should not see them as perfect sources of spiritual sustenance or credibility. We must shift this mindset and anchor our trust firmly in the Lord. It's essential to remember that only by placing our faith in God can we build a foundation that remains unshaken by human shortcomings or failures. Also, misplaced trust can lead us into a cycle of dependency that overlooks the ever-present reality of human limitations. People can change, falter, or even walk away, leaving us exposed and vulnerable if our trust in them was misplaced. This vulnerability is not merely emotional. As just mentioned, it can impact our spiritual well-being, leading us to question our faith and God's faithfulness in the wake of human unreliability. Furthermore, trusting in human strength can blind us to the transformative power of relying on God. It can stifle our spiritual growth, as we may become complacent in our faith, relying on earthly wisdom and capabilities, instead of seeking divine guidance and provision. Now, acknowledging the risk of misplaced trust does not mean we isolate ourselves from others or refuse to engage in meaningful relationships. Rather, it means we approach our connections with a balanced perspective, understanding that our ultimate trust should reside in God. This balanced approach allows us to enjoy and value our relationships without overburdening them with expectations they often cannot meet. The call to trust in God, above all, is a call to security and peace. It invites us into a relationship with the Creator, who is not subject to the weaknesses and failures of humanity. In Him, we find a trustworthiness that is absolute, a strength that is unfailing, and a love that is unconditional. This divine reliability does not fluctuate with the changing tides of life, but remains steadfast, offering us a solid foundation upon which to build our lives. My friends, as we journey together in faith, let us hold fast to the truth that our ultimate trust must rest in God, the unchanging foundation of our lives. May we learn to love and support one another, recognizing our shared weaknesses, yet always turning our eyes towards the Lord, who is our strength and Redeemer. Remember, in Him alone, we find the security and peace that surpasses all understanding, guiding us through every moment of our lives. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, You are the Alpha and Omega, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and the author of our faith. I exalt Your holy name, for You are worthy of all praise. You are all-powerful, all-knowing, and omnipresent, the one true and living God. Your power knows no bounds. Your wisdom has no limit, and Your presence fills all of creation. You are my fortress, my provider, and my deliverer, the solid rock on which I stand. Lord, I come before You with a heart full of gratitude and praise. Thank you for your unfailing love, your boundless mercy, and your saving grace. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life, for the blessings of a new day, and for the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Your goodness surrounds me, and your provision is my daily bread. Forgive me, Lord, for my sins, for the times I have placed my trust in the strength of flesh, overlooking your sovereign power and grace. Forgive me for the moments I have leaned on my own understanding instead of seeking your wisdom. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness or resentment in my heart. I am grateful that forgiveness frees my soul. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any tendency within me to trust in myself or others. In the name of Jesus, I bind any spirit of distrust, worry, anxiety, or fear that tries to distance me from your love and truth. Lord, guide me to place my trust fully in you, knowing that you are the only unchangeable, unfailing source of strength and security. I declare, in the mighty name of Jesus, victory over every plan of the enemy. I proclaim healing over every area of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual, believing that by your stripes, I am healed. Protect me, Lord, from the attacks of the enemy, and lead me away from temptation. Shield me and my loved ones, guarding our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, I ask that you extend these same blessings and wisdom to my loved ones, that they too may be surrounded by your care and guided by your truth. As I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up in prayer, seeking your face, and declaring your lordship over our lives. Bless us, Lord, with your holy presence, and fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may walk in your ways and reflect your love in all that we do. Bless us with your peace that surpasses understanding, with joy unspeakable, and with your love that knows no bounds. Grant healing to those of us in need, provide for the lacking, and comfort the mourning. Lord, guide us to love others with the same selfless and unconditional love with which you have loved us. Protect us and our loved ones, wrapping us in your divine protection and leading us on paths of righteousness. We put our trust in you, Almighty God, for we recognize that our trust belongs to you alone, the one who is ever faithful and just. We are grateful that you are the source of all wisdom and the fountain of all blessings. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.